You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The gas tax is a political third rail in California. As the topic of affordability continues to linger over the coming midterm election, the gas tax and any potential changes to it have only gotten more controversial. The problem, revenue from that tax is dropping sharply, thanks to electric vehicles. Recently, a bill authored by Assemblymember Lori Wilson proposed to studying alternatives to the gas tax, which has received bipartisan support, especially from California's more rural areas whose roads are most in need of repair. But the study and the proposal of that study has received no small amount of pushback from Republican lawmakers, both in California and across the country. Yue Stella Yu is a politics and campaign reporter with CalMatters. She wrote about this new bill and joins us here today. Welcome, Yue.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how heavily does California rely on revenue from the gas tax? What does this money support?
Yeah, California has had a gas tax for a long time, since 1923. We rely on that revenue for roughly 80% of the state's highway maintenance and repairs. But for years, you know, that money wasn't growing fast enough to support the repair needs. And so that's why the state's infrastructure funding gap kept getting bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy you're here because this is a confusing topic. So before we get into the political fight that this current bill has stirred up, I mean, let's dive in and clear up some of the confusion around this topic. So all the way back in 2014, more than a decade ago, a law was passed that established a road charge technical advisory committee to begin exploring alternatives to the gas tax. So why are alternatives necessary? It seems like this has been an ongoing conversation in the state.
Totally. So that's exactly because, you know, the gas tax was growingly unsustainable and the funding gap kept getting bigger. So now the state is estimating that over the next 10 years, the state would collect $31 billion less from the gas tax revenue. I mean, that's in part because the state has been encouraging more EVs on the road. And so fewer and fewer drivers are driving gas cars now. And that already big funding gap could get bigger in the next decade.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that tax revenue is used for transportation infrastructure. Some regions have already been feeling the effects of this lower funding. It's been happening now for more than a decade. So what is the state of deferred road maintenance around the state?
Yeah, the state in general has had a lot of deferred maintenance forever. I mean, we're not talking about just the past few years. In the past decade, we've had a lot of those. And that impact is especially felt by rural counties. As you can imagine, I mean, rural counties have some of the worst roads. For example, I interviewed someone who represents, Tuolumne County, which, as you can imagine, you know, where they have some of the heaviest snowfall. I mean, that doesn't help with the road conditions. And there are regions up and down Central Valley, too, where heavy trucks travel all the time. I mean, that also does a lot of damage to the roads. And that's why the road needs are particularly acute in those areas.
So if there's already been a committee that has been created to explore alternatives to the gas tax, why is this new bill by Assemblymember Wilson necessary?
I asked her the same question, right? Because there has been a decade, more than a decade, of studies done. Her answer is that this will be a summary to truly kickstart the process for lawmakers to think about policy solutions. When I asked her, she said, true, there's been a lot of pilot programs that have been conducted up and down the state. There's been four ever since the 2014 committee, but there's a lot of information here and there, and this bill would simply study that and put everything in one place to consolidate it for policymakers.
Okay, well, let's dive into those pilot programs a little bit. I mean, what are some of those programs studying?
Yeah, so they're mostly focused on the feasibility of charging drivers by miles traveled instead of charging by gallons of fuel consumed, right? So some of those studies looked at, you know, how to collect the fees, for example, or the logistics of tracking the mileage traveled, like how the state would know, right? Mm-hmm. It's mostly focused on the feasibility. There's also been a lot of studies of other programs in other states done by individual scholars, such as Hawaii that has the only mandatory road charge program in the entire country, which they're phasing in, you know, for light duty vehicles in a few years. And, you know, three other states, Oregon, Utah, and Virginia, they allow their drivers to opt in getting charged by the miles driven.
Is a gas tax a standard way that states generate revenue to improve their roadways, or is California the only state that does this?
It is a very common way, yeah, because of, you know, think about the way we drive, right? And how new EV has been. I mean, it is not uncommon for states to rely on that as a revenue generator. But to think about it, you know, especially in California, since we are encouraging so many EVs on the road, and you know, we have we are such a big economy and we have so many drivers. That issue is particularly pronounced in California.
Yeah. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters politics and campaign reporter Yue Stella Yu about a study on alternatives to California's gas tax and the backlash that it has received over recent weeks. OK, so let's get into that backlash, because there are rural, typically more conservative areas, industries connected to that. They have come out in support of an alternative to the gas tax. Mm-hmm. But the response from Republican lawmakers has been different. So what's going on there?
Yeah. So to unpack some of the Republicans' arguments a little bit, you're seeing a lot of blowback from Republicans almost from the very beginning when the bill was introduced. They went on social media and they said that this study bill was a plot by Democrats to add more taxes on to drivers, to double tax people, right? Which I should note, there is no evidence that the bill in its current language would do that. And also the blowback was so strong that even Wilson herself came out to say, hey, I'm not really doing this to double tax you. I'm simply studying the measure. And even the governor weighed in, who doesn't usually weigh in on pending legislation. He said, hey, this isn't just a study bill, but even if there was a mileage tax, I am not going to sign it. So you're seeing a lot of, you know, infuriated, you know, responses from these Republican lawmakers. But at the same time, you know, what's kind of flying a little under the radar is just who supports this measure, right? You're seeing the California Chamber of Commerce, for example, which is more traditionally aligned with conservative causes. And you're also seeing representatives from some of these rural counties. And I interviewed some of the rural supervisors who said they do need an alternative to the gas tax because the decline has already hurt their transportation revenue. I mean, why do they support that? One, they're saying it's an equity issue. Rural areas tend to have more gas tax drivers who are growingly worried that EVs are not paying their fair share. They also have longer commutes, which means generally they pay more in gas taxes. And two, I mean, the road health isn't always good, right? Like, you know, the examples that we just talked about with heavy snowfall and, you know, heavy traffic on up and down the Central Valley, it is just not sustainable, and it might hurt business for those people who depend on it as well.
Yeah, and it's important to mention that when you're talking about rural counties, like you use the example of Tuolumne, they receive less funding because, you know, more metro urban areas mm-hmm. have higher traffic loads, but that doesn't mean that these areas don't have roads that are in disrepair.
Totally. Yeah, so I talked to a supervisor there who told me that the state currently uses a formula that largely divides up the gas tax revenue based on the number of cars registered in an area. So as you can imagine, the more urban an area is, probably the more drivers you would have, right? But, you know, because rural counties tend to have fewer people but worse roads, the supervisor told me that he feels like it's not feasible right now, the way the state is divvying up the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is a divide among maybe some conservatives or fiscally conservative-minded industries about this study for alternatives to the gas tax. The reality is the gas tax revenue is dropping. You know, more people are driving electric vehicles. So for Republican, those lawmakers who are in opposition to this bill that wants to study alternatives, how are they proposing to pay for road maintenance?
Totally. So the Republicans not only don't support this measure. They are actually sponsoring a measure to suspend the gas tax, and which, you know, a lot of the rural officials would say, you know, could make things worse. But the Republicans are saying, hey, Californians are already paying a lot at the pump, which is true. California has the highest gas price and has had that for a long time. But the Republicans are saying this is now the time for people to get some relief at the pump, even if that means suspending the gas tax. And I asked them, hey, how are you going to fund the roads? And they're saying, let's use part of the California's general fund, which is the state's primary account to pay for things, to fill that hole. But I mean, the bigger picture is obviously California has a budget deficit. A lot of things are crying out for attention, right, for lawmakers to fund. And so the Republicans are saying, you know, use this money to fund road repairs instead of other things. Mm.
Finally, Yue, things are still very much in flux. There is this mm-hmm. debate happening. When could we see any change when it comes to the gas tax?
Well, long story short, probably not for another few years. I mean, it's long been a controversial issue, right? And so for more than a decade, there has been no movement, almost no movement, except for a measure in 2017 that raised gas tax by 12 cents. Because we had such a backlog of road repairs. So even if this study measure goes into effect and is signed by the governor, the study still needs some time. And even then, right, policymakers, they have to muster the political will that has been lacking so far in the Capitol to do something about it. And they might need, you know, enough votes to even present a tax increase, if that is the way to go, in front of voters. So, yeah, I mean, when I speak to some of the advocates and the author of the bill, you know, herself, they say it's not going to be until perhaps 2030 or, you know, in the perhaps distant future.
Well, Yue, thank you so much for helping us sort all of this out.
For sure. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yue Stella Yu is a politics and campaign reporter with CalMatters. And we've been talking about a study on alternatives to California's gas tax and the backlash that it has received in recent weeks. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.